Hi, Gemini and Gemini Rising. Welcome to your July horoscope. In these monthly audioscopes, I am really just giving you the big picture, sort of the environment you're stepping into for the month. I feel like when I write all the details about the little things going on, it seems like it would be a lot for it's a lot for me to even remember and hold. I think, if you check in on my Instagram daily, I kind of update those little interactions all the time. But as a monthly horoscope, I think just giving you sort of the landscape and the really big picture things that are going to be happening is probably, I feel like my best use of this. July is going to be a pretty epic month. We're in an eclipse season. Sorry, done a lot of these in a row. So eclipse season brings a lot of shifts, and even if you don't have shifts in your personal life, it's almost guaranteed that there are some people around you that are going to be experiencing big shifts. So it's just something to be aware of. The three main things I'm going to tap into are the new moons and full moons, which is kind of showing how the solar lunar rhythm of the month is asking you to both reach and deepen at different parts of the month, where an axis of your chart is being harmonized. This month, the very last day of July, we have another new moon. So we're going to have two new moons this month. That's not typical. So we have three lunar events to go over. The first two are going to be in that eclipse territory. And then I like to move over to your planetary ruler, the planet that rules your sign. So where the sun and moon are showing where parts of our charts are harmonizing in terms of reaching and deepening. Your planetary ruler holds a lot more about your archetypal development, so your more personal agenda in your personal development versus aspects of life just getting harmonized. So Mercury is yours, and Mercury is a very fast mover, so there's a lot more with your planet to go over than most people. So let's dive in first to the solar lunar interactions, or the balancing that's happening in your chart due to these two pivotal cosmic bodies. So jumping into July, we are in the season of Cancer. So that means we're seeing the sun against the zodiac sign of Cancer. And Cancer universally has to do with soulfulness and intuition and emotion and the roots of things. So naturally that also encompasses the security of our private lives, which then also brings up the themes of home and family. So your greatest source of potential private life security and sustenance. Because we are in a season that is ruled by the moon, the full and new moons are going to have sort of these double layers of nurturing and deepening, just because, yeah, when we get to the full moon, it's going to have similar themes to the theme of the solar season. So there's some layers here that you'll hear repeated, and that's probably why. So jumping straight off on the 2nd of July, we have our first solar lunar interaction, that that full new moon type of thing. So a new moon on the 2nd in Cancer, and this is also going to be a solar eclipse. So these are almost like I almost want to break this down into two sections, like what is a Cancer new moon and then what is a solar eclipse, just to kind of give you the layers of what's going on, because it's a lot more complex this month, these full and new moons. So on the 2nd, a new moon in Cancer, the themes I talked about with Cancer having to do with sort of the roots and security of our private lives. For you, this is ruling over the second house of your chart, the part of your chart that rules over your sense of self-worth, your voice, your ability to connect to your senses and pleasure in life. So having Cancer here makes you, you know, the second house in other ways can also really relate to income. So income and security really tangling here. This makes you someone who's deeply concerned about having financial comfort as your deepest security in your life. And it may be through your own personal income that feels important to you, because that second house is about your personal value, not about shared values or getting money from other resources that are part of your life. It's your own personal income, your own voice, your own sense of value. So creating security in your life through that is quite important for you. And it's something that you may have a lot of fluctuation in as well. Wherever Cancer is in our chart can bring a lot of fluctuation. But there's a lot of soulfulness here. So a really intuitive connection to your senses, a really nurturing connection to your senses is brought by this. So a new moon in this part of your chart is showing that there's some pressure coming in. New moons bring our greatest sort of need to hold responsibility in a certain part of our life. So you could feel some pressure in this part of your life, but also like you've had a year of really building up some solid strength here. So you're either going to find that you're really standing up well against that pressure and you feel solid and confident, or you could feel a little bit crushed and weighted, or maybe sort of apathetic because maybe you didn't reach high enough in this energy. So it's worth paying attention to. Are you feeling too much pressure, not enough pressure, or just like really solid in something in this second house, sort of your self-worth and a soulfulness around this? Adding on a solar eclipse here, or just an eclipse. I'm not even going to call it a solar eclipse because the new moon is just like a solar eclipse is always a new moon. So I've gone over what the new moon is. So now I'm going to add into what an eclipse here means. And there's eclipses can either happen on a north node or a south node, which is indicating where the moon is currently crossing the ecliptic. And the north and south nodes mean different things. And this eclipse is happening on the north node, which is indicating that there's great big cycles either coming to an end or really freshly newly with baby roots igniting with new like passion and impulse. And it's this north node is sitting at about the midpoint and very close to this new moon. So I feel like it's going to be a split down the middle with intentions that are made at a new moon. So as you're holding pressure at a new moon, it's also a time where you're kind of reaching or thinking about that next peak you're going to climb. So you're making new intentions at the same time that you're sort of sitting atop a pinnacle of an energy in your chart. So this is that Cancer energy. There's potential pressure, but you're also creating new intentions here. But there's this sub theme happening with these eclipse themes of something either having a deep ending force in your life or a really passionate, impulsive beginning in your life with this energy. So for those of you that are really feeling a little bit confused and hazy and lost, this may be a year to make intentions around what do I need to release? What kind of baggage have I collected here? How can I surrender and let go of some of this stuff around self-worth and my soul and security and my value. how can I do some healing? How can I hold all the complexity that I'm feeling? So half of you may be feeling intentions around that, around making intentions of surrendering and healing and sort of letting go of some things. And some of you may be finding new impulsive sparks, so intentions around pushing into new passion here. And this isn't about having great successes, it's just about tapping into passion and impulse and allowing falls to happen, allowing things to not always go exactly how you intended, but to really connect to your passion. There's a deep resilience in that new spark. So for those of you feeling that new spark, don't place too much expectations on it other than just following your passion. Some of these things are going to be lucky and some of these things are not. It's sort of like the baby who's or the toddler that's learning to walk and is getting up and falling and getting up and falling. That's kind of the energy here. There's a lot of resilience and a lot of passion, but a lot of falls potentially as well. But the whole point of this this new phase is just to try things and to connect to a sense of passion. Okay, so moving on to the 16th, we come to the next eclipse. They always come in pairs. We're always going to have a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse back to back, or potentially a lunar and then solar. It shifts, but this time it's a solar and then lunar. And so this is a full moon. Lunar eclipses are always on a full moon. So let's go over what the full moon means first, and then we'll add the eclipse on top of this. So this is going to be in the energy of Capricorn, which is opposite to the Cancer energy, where Cancer wants security and depth. Cancer or Capricorn, its opposite sign, wants reach and outer world position. So security in the world versus security in private foundations. And it's this Capricorn energy is really in your eighth house, which is about shared resources, which is about intimacy, which is about psychological depth, and as well as in general themes of, and it doesn't have to be literal deaths, but this households, how we're able to really uproot, dig in, and have these mini deaths around things that have been frozen in us in order to connect to our life force and a deep resource we have within. So it's all about how we're sharing that deep resource and whether it's flowing appropriately or blocked in certain places. And with Capricorn here, this has to do with the theme. So Capricorn and new moons have similar themes, and Cancer and full moons have similar themes. So you're going to hear a lot of layering of themes being repeated, and that's why. So Capricorn rules your outer world reach, your position in the world, how you structure, how you hold responsibility, how you relate to certain reality. And it's in your eighth house, which is the opposite house of the second house, where the second house was personal income and personal value. Eighth house is that more shared value and empowerment through sharing and being shared with. So there's something around your personal sense of authority and this place of sharing it that can either get blocked or be flowing in a way that really empowers. But it is a something you create a deep resource in, whether it gets channeled appropriately or not. So a full moon in this area of your chart in general, without thinking about the eclipse, is indicating that there is a season of growth and maturity beginning here, and in a yearly sense. So we intuitively kind of feel this coming. We can kind of feel in our senses and instincts and intuition that some deep growth is coming, but it makes us feel insecure, which is just information and just trigger that we need to deepen in this sign, like take some really private nurturing time to deepen something about this out of the spotlight. So that in the coming months, when the fruitfulness of the sign comes and the growth of the sign comes, that the roots that you've grown for that sign are prepared to hold those. So that's sort of what the full moon is about. It's a time to use that insecurity as information about how and where and what you need to deepen, where you can find a little bit more soulfulness as well and nurturing. So layering an eclipse on top of this, we look to see that it's on the south node oppositely. And the south node is sort of this halfway mark of a long-term journey for this sign, this energy in your chart. And it's indicating that there's been about 9 years of really having a lot of sovereignty and more personal control of developing this for yourself. And this north or the south node having an eclipse on it in this sign is indicating that you have processed your harvests, whatever you've ripened, they're prepared, they're processed, they've been organized and systemized, and it's ready to take it out to the world. So there's something about your deep resource and your sense of authority in relation to that that is now being pushed into the world in a more open and, you know, in a way that can make you feel vulnerable. All of a sudden, you're going to start to become a little bit more weighed and measured and facing some karma, because it's a halfway around a circle kind of journey. You're sort of facing off to this thing you initiated. So there's moments of karma, but ultimately it's a time of harmonizing. It's coming, whatever that thing is in you is coming into more contact with other out in the world. And usually that initial point of entering the world is through relationship. And that indicates there's some harmonizing that needs to happen. And it's hard to let go of having total control over things. And oftentimes what other wants doesn't always align with what you want, but it's time to start listening better and to engage more in fair give and take and fair compromise. You're going to need to compromise, and the other side, whatever you're harmonizing, what you're putting out into the world with, is also going to need to compromise. So you have to look at both sides of the equation here as you're sort of pushing this eighth house resource around Capricorn authority into the world. Like, how are things coming into relationship with that, and how is harmonizing or conflict happening? So that's the big thing to look for here. So kind of dual themes happening for those first two solar lunar things, patterns of the new and full moons. But then we move into Leo season on the 23rd, and we kind of move past, even though some of these things may take time to kind of settle into, in terms of the spotlight being on them, we kind of move past that after the 23rd. And with the sun moving into Leo and your third house. So this is your house of connection and community and communication. And Leo is the sign of presence and style and creativity. So this is a really beautiful part of your chart, because the third house is your natural house, where Gemini is about connection and communication. The third house is about that in terms of the section of your life. And having Leo here, Leo is sort of the sweet spot of the zodiac, I like to call it. It's, you know, has that star quality. So your favorite place in your chart, having that star quality, is just like such a beautiful thing for you guys. So I think that's going to bring a much more fun, lighthearted time for everyone, but especially for you. It's going to bring a lot of circulation and connectivity and fun through that. And then the last day of July, we'll have a new moon in this sign. So a little bit of pressure here. But Leo, just as parts of Cancer are entering into that new spark, Leo's finally or fully into that new spark, but it is in like a very fresh, supple, resilient phase and passionate, impulsive phase. So at this new moon, you know, stand up to any pressures you're feeling, feel your solidness, but also make intentions to Tap into that passion more this year, to be impulsive and be okay with not everything turning out exactly as you intended in this part of your life, but just to connect to the passion of it and to experience what that is. And that's really the only ask of that new moon, is to have fun with it. So kind of start out heavy with eclipses and in signs that are, you know, security is always fun to deal with. So after the 23rd, I think, especially for your sign, that I think things will really lighten up for you. Okay, so let's move on to Mercury, which is your personal planet, the planet that kind of rules over your personal agenda and development and archetype. And Mercury moves very fast, so he's it. Actually, Mercury's non-gendered, so I'm going to say it is, they are kind of going through a few different places in your chart and cycles. So I'm just going to kind of systematically go through one by one these different phases it's going to push you into. Until the 19th, Mercury will be in Cancer, so back where you had the solar eclipse, and in retrograde. So it's a month to really pay attention to the fine writing, to double check everything you do. Retrograde can make us really rethink, review, tweak things. It's not a month to initiate things around your personal agenda, per se. It's a time to really rub ideas that are already formed in yourself out in the world and see how those other ideas from others, it's a time of like really sharing those ideas that are already formed, and that kind of friction that happens makes everyone tweak things. And what's happening is it's sort of helping you become more relevant and viable as a participant in the world. So through the 19th, that retrograde quality that's happening is taking place in your second house where the solar eclipse took place. So this is a double emphasis around your sense of value and your sense of security and soulfulness and depth and value, and a sense of form and pleasure as well. So that could feel important to you, but in a way that's maybe already a little bit developed that you're kind of tweaking due to feedback from the world. And then I think it's like late on the 19th that it switches, so we'll just save the 20th on. I got this wrong. I'm so sorry. Okay, until the 19th, Mercury is in Leo. So what I just said, transfer that from the 20th to the end of the month. You're going to have that second house Cancer quality of sort of rethinking, retweaking, and adjusting a sense of value and depth in your value. The earlier half of the month, Mercury starts out in Leo and then it retrogrades back into Cancer on the 20th. So that first half of the month from the 1st to the 19th, when it's in Leo, this has to do around the connection and community in your life and your sense of presence within that. So we're almost going opposite of what the sun is doing. So the sun is in Cancer until about the 23rd, whereas Mercury is in Leo until about the 20th, and then they switch places. So you kind of have this, you know, themes, different parts of your life focused in certain areas and then switching exact places, if that makes sense. So from the 1st through the 19th, there's more of a focus on that, still in retrograde, that quality of sort of pushing your ideas out, but having some feedback that's going to make you tweak and rethink. And this is around connection and community and your creativity. So a lot of patience is going to be called for this month. Mercury technically moves into retrograde on the 7th, but you feel it several days beforehand. It's already in a shadow phase, so just kind of assume it's in a way already there. Just embrace Mercury retrograde the whole month in certain ways. It's technically the 7th through the 31st, but I'm already starting to feel it a little bit, so let's just say it's in the air all month. So beyond that thing that I've kind of said where you're sort of rubbing formed ideas against other people's formed ideas, which brings a lot of feedback, which means everyone's tweaking, it also is meaning, so Mercury is traveling faster than the Earth, and it's what's happening in a retrograde is it's coming up, it's kind of rounded a corner, and it's coming approaching Earth, and is going to, at the midpoint of its retrograde, so sort of that, I don't know, it's probably around the 19th. I didn't actually write the date down, but it's going to come to an exact alignment with Earth. So it will be between Earth and the Sun, and it's just, it's bringing a lot of information around the corner towards us, which also means there's this feeling of urgency to communicate and move and get things done, which creates traffic jams in information. So for you, have patience, even though you're going to have this feeling of urgency to do things, take your time, double check it, breathe. If you do things too rushed, they're going to get piled up in the traffic jams. Try and be that person that can coolly do it and things move right for you because you aren't buying into that urgency as much as everyone else. And then as feedback comes in, just the patience you're going to need to tweak, but knowing that that is helping to integrate you into the broader world in big ways and beautiful ways. So I don't think retrogrades are all that bad. You just have to understand what's going on to utilize it correctly. Okay, so these are the big things going on for you in July, sort of the big picture, the landscape, and for everybody, with it being eclipse season in the axis of our security, just try and ground a little, nurture yourself, really take care of yourself, and have a lot of patience and openness. Shifts are going to happen, whether it's for you or people around you. So, yeah, just take care of yourself and be patient and an open mind. Okay, I will see you again on August 1st.